Good morning. The high pressure center that brought us the delightful weekend across interior New York and New England is starting to slide to the east in its place of warm fronts moving through the region. So with a developing southerly breeze and increasing moisture, a milder start to the day today. We also have scattered showers and embedded thunderstorms diving from northwest to southeast along the front. So some folks are waking up to scattered showers or at least a wet ground from overnight rainfall, which we'll contend with through the morning drive. Additional activity will push through during the day today, but it will be widely scattered, so mostly dry weather, but also mostly cloudy, as temperatures push into the upper 70s to around 80 on average for afternoon highs. In fact, with a big ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere dominating the eastern half of the country, we'll look for our weather to come from the northwest. In central parts of Canada, numerous bouts of upper-level energy will be diving through the Great Lakes and into the northeast over the next few days. With increased moisture in place, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible pretty much every time period today, tonight, tomorrow night, and again on Wednesday. While the action will not remain in place for too long, passing showers and thunderstorms cannot be ruled out into midweek. All the while, the warmth will increase and so will the humidity. Overnight lows tonight will be in the mid-60s and back up to 85 tomorrow, with readings back into the mid-80s with those scattered showers and thunderstorms into the day on Wednesday. As this weather pattern begins to break, we'll continue with the warmth but with lower humidity and drier weather for the period Thursday through Sunday, and that includes the beginning of the upcoming holiday weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southeastern North Dakota and northeastern South Dakota through the central portions of Minnesota to northern Wisconsin. Moderate to strong instability combined with vertically veering winds and effective bulk shear of 35 to 50 knots will be sufficient for organized thunderstorms and supercells with hail and damaging winds the primary threats. Meanwhile, heat advisories and excessive heat warnings have been issued for the Corn Belt and the Upper Mississippi Valley. In Minneapolis, temperatures will be in the upper 90s, with the heat index, the combination of heat and humidity, will make it feel like 100 to 110 degrees today. And Tropical Storm Fernan made landfall on the Gulf Coast of Mexico, about 25 miles north-northwest of Veracruz at 12:45 a.m. this morning. The maximum sustained winds at landfall were estimated to be 50 miles per hour. Fernan is moving toward the west-northwest near 9 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue for the next day or so with a slight decrease in forward speed. On the forecast track, the center will continue to move over Mexico through tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Weakening will occur while the system moves overland, and Fernan should become a tropical depression today and a post-tropical remnant low tonight. Still, life-threatening flash floods and mudslides are possible with rainfall totals of up to 12 inches possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Panama City, Florida, at 2:46 a.m. Eastern Time last Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Fort Irwin, California, at 8:26 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light rain and fog, 45 degrees, with a west wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 59, 81% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny, scattered showers and storms near 80, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms likely with highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, a low 50, the average temperature 66, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of rainfall before midnight last night. For the month now, 2.16 inches, which is 71 hundredths below normal. and 30.97 inches for the year, which is 5.41 inches of precipitation above normal. There was one cooling degree day in Albany yesterday for the month, now 99, and 642 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 98, set in 1948, and the record low, 40, in 1942. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms around today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs right around 80. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, still the chance of showers and thunderstorms around in the mid-80s again. Then partly sunny Thursday and Friday in the lower 80s and lower to mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.